Awesome. Well, ka whakamihi ki a koutou, a tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Just such a day of celebration, such a day of joy. And so we are doing baptisms. So as people are being baptized, this is a significant time in a believer's life. And how many know it's not just about these individuals as well, but together we are in kotahitanga. We are a family. We're a family of believers. And so it's not just a celebration moment for the baptized, for the people being baptized, but it's a celebration moment for each of us in this room, right? Just want to honor and just appreciate and welcome again all the friends and family coming to Tautoko, coming to support the people who are being baptized. And we really pray for you that God's goodness is on display for you this morning, and that His kindness comes into your heart in a way, and you see the testimony of these ones who are being baptized and what Jesus has done in their life. We pray He would do something significant in your life here this morning. So I want to speak for about 5 or 7 minutes. You can time me. Connor was laughing. I heard you laugh, Connor. I heard you, man. He doesn't think I can do it in 5 to 7 minutes. But I want to read a scripture about baptism. I'm speaking to all the people being baptized. I'm speaking to all of you this morning as well. I want to read out of Matthew chapter 28 in the scriptures. Very famous verse. Starting in verse 18, Jesus is speaking. It says, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing.'" Say baptizing. "Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Lord says that He is with us always, even to the end of the age. Many of you in this room, you will experience a supernatural presence. It is the presence of the divine. It is the promise of the Lord that He will be with us always, even unto the end of the age. Amen. And then it says in here about nations being baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I want to read about a nation being baptized in the name of the Father. I want to read about a nation being baptized. And a nation being baptized, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. If a nation is being baptized, and I'm going to speak about the nation of Israel and their baptism moment. How many know it's not just a nation, it takes the individuals in that nation to be baptized. And the story of Israel is the story of a nation crossing from Egypt, where they were under bondage for 400 years, under oppression, living as slaves for 400 years. And then they were baptized as they crossed through the Red Sea crossing, a famous story. Most of us would have heard the story of the Exodus. Most of us would have heard the story of a nation passing through the Red Sea, going into their promised land. I want to read about that in the scriptures very quickly. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. "For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized," say baptized, "into Moses in the cloud and in the sea." Speaking of the Red Sea. Diana, can you take my Bible for me? Dione, I saw you reaching up. Thank you. I want to just draw some parallels with the baptism of the nation of Israel going through the Red Sea, where the waters of the Red Sea parted before them, and they crossed through on dry ground into the promised land. You see, what they had to leave behind, the first thing I want to say about baptism is they had to leave behind the oppression that was in the world in the ways of Egypt. In the ways, and in the land of Egypt for 400 years, 400 years they were slaves in that land. How many know the pain of a human life with that sense of destiny and greatness on the inside? Every single one of you in this room, there is greatness and destiny on the inside of you. But the pain that these Israelites felt as they were slaves in a land that was not their own, and the voice of the oppressor, Pharaoh, and the Egyptians, and the false gods that were holding them back from their destiny so that they could not enter into their calling and their purpose in life. I'm trying to multitask here. I'm navigating through children and all sorts. It's amazing. I'm going to stand in front. The voice of the oppressor of Egypt, which was an external voice from the outside coming into the inside. Eventually what took place was it came into the inside of the people of Israel. And not only were they oppressed outwardly, but on the inside of them, they began to believe the lie that they were slaves, that they were an oppressed people. And the world system, even today, in the year 2019, there's an external voice that tries to hold you back from destiny, just like back in Israel's day with Pharaoh. And that external voice that tries to get in on the inside of you and hold you into slavery, and that is a punishing thing, especially if you, who are created in the image of God, know that you're designed for greatness, but if you feel like you're a slave, knowing that you'll never be able to enter into it. And so the first thing about baptism that I'm sharing this morning is that we're saying goodbye to the oppressive ways and to the oppressor and the voice of the oppressor and the ways of the world that try and hold us back from shining into everything that we were called to shine. For each of us in this room is called to shine. Arise and shine, your light has come. Two more. I can do two more minutes. Are you doing I said 5 to 7, not just 5. I've got accountability here. We have accountability in this church. So that's what you turn from. A baptism is turning from the ways of the world that doesn't have God, but it's turning to something. It's turning to something. They went from Egypt, but they entered into something. They entered into their promise. They entered into their destiny. And that is what baptism is about as well. It's about you in this room. It's about you who are being baptized, not only saying goodbye to the ways of the world that hold us back, but it's saying yes to the new life that is only found in Christ and entering into the promise so that you can enter into your destiny. It was about two things. One was entering into destiny. Promise. There's a prophecy, a calling over your life. There's greatness promised to you. You can make a difference. You can make a difference, and it's through Christ and this newness of life. And the second thing, the third thing, the last 30 seconds, Sylvia. It's not only you turning from the oppressor and the world, and not only you turning to destiny and calling and promise, but you're coming home. You're coming home. That was their home that they were entering into. And there's no place like home. Home is the place of true belonging. Home is the place of true acceptance. Home is the place of true connection, where you don't have transformed to be someone that you're not just to fit in, but you just get to be you as you were designed and created to be. This is the celebration of baptism, that we're coming home. We're saying we're passing through the waters and we're coming home into the very presence of the Savior and His Father, the great Father, our Heavenly Father, the Father who loves you. We're coming home into love, the love of God. I reckon I came pretty close, Connor. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah. So, we're coming home. People being baptized. I'm going to invite you to a ovation of celebration from our church, by the way. But I'm going to invite our people being baptized, our baptizees, to come to the front right now. We're going to form a line up here. We'll just, first person can start here and we'll go out this way. And let's clap these guys. Let's clap these guys. Come on up. Come on up. Yeah, kids. Come on up, you amazings. Oh, and adults, come on. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Everyone who's being baptized, come on up. The kids are leading the charge. The children are leading the charge, as it should be. Come over this side. I'm going to ask these guys two simple questions. What is their name? And they should all get that one. And then why are you being baptized? And we've talked with them. We've talked through this with each of these ones. We've done some teaching on what baptism is. And yeah, just bunch up a bit closer. Come into the light. Holy Spirit. All right. Feels so good in here. God is with us. God is here. All right. Eva. Oh, sorry. I gave it away. What is your name? And why are you being baptized?
My name is Eva Vanderkarp, and I want to be baptized. And I want to be baptized because I want to have a close relationship with the Lord.
Come on, let's celebrate that. Come on, Eva. What is your name? And why? This, by the way, I'm so excited for everyone being baptized. I'm very excited for this person being baptized. This is my daughter. I'm not going to share your name, but what's your name? And why are you being baptized?
My name's Eden Piggott, and I want to be baptized because I love Jesus.
Come on! That's a great reason right there. So far, so good. What's your name and why are you being baptized?
My name is Ashley Sarah Walls, and I'm being baptized to keep the Lord close to me.
Come on. What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
My name is Zoe Barker, and I'm being baptized because I love the Lord.
Come on. What's your name and why are you being baptized?
My name's Sienna, and I want to be baptized because I love Jesus.
What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
My name's Cook Connor, and I'm being baptized because the faith believes in Jesus. Amen.
Come on, somebody say yes! What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
I'm Naz Tupaya, and I'm getting baptized so I can show everyone that I believe in Jesus.
That's a good reason right there, Mum and Dad. That's what it's about. What's your name? Why?
My name is Joseph Harding, and I want to be baptized so I can have more encounters with God.
Come on. That's awesome. Hey, what's your name? Why are you being... I know all these guys' names, by the way. But what's your name and why are you being baptized?
My name's Mary Sampson, and I've been baptized today to become a new creation.
What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
Oh, Kia ora, I'm Angela Evelyn Purcell. I want to be baptised because it's time to let go and choose Jesus.
Come on! What's your name? Why are you being baptised?
Hi, I'm Jasmine Stewart and I'm getting baptised because it's something I've always wanted.
What's your name? Why are you being baptised?
Hello, my name's Jana Hickey and I want to be baptised because I love Jesus and I want a family and I love you and yeah.
I've been going to Jana's house for a Bible study and it's been so amazing. And I've been watching the Lord. It's been like darkness to light for you, hasn't it? And have you ever experienced love like this before?
No.
Okay, I love it. I love it. What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
My name is Paul Retty. Being baptized so that I can dedicate my life to the Lord.
What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
My name is Simeon Brown, and I just give my heart to the Lord, and I just want him to take the rest of me so, and dedicate to me.
Man! Take a little step forward. Gonna make sure these guys over here can see you. What's your name? Why are you being baptized?
My name is Parekiri Waikirei, and today I commit my heart to the Lord and I present my body as a living sacrifice.
Oh, I love it. I'm just going to ask for Matt, Renee, Diana, Matsua Pene and Angela. Can we just cut a kia? We're just going to just pray over you guys. Do you mind if you just strum some music in the background? But church, I don't just want it to be just the leaders here. I want us just to all to stretch our hands in the baptism, in the waters of baptism. It's a significant event. It's not just a symbol. It's actually something happens. There's an encounter. And we want to pray for encounters. We want to pray for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We want to just pray that the cleansing power. So Father, let's stretch out our hands towards them. Just let's not be silent, church. Let's pray over these ones that are saying yes. And so Lord, I thank you for their yes. And God, I thank you that you're the God who responds. And you're a father of love, and love comes running after us, Lord. And as these ones are saying a resounding yes, body, soul, and spirit, as these ones are saying no to the ways of the world and yes to the newness of life that is found in Christ, Lord, I'm asking for your presence to be so strong. And Lord, what they're longing for, that sense of closeness with you, that sense of nearness and newness of life. I'm asking for that in Jesus' name. Fill them, God, as they go under the waters and as they come up again. Let every single one of them be touched by your presence. God, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would pierce our hearts and fill us to overflowing so that we are filled. Allow your presence to come. Spirit of God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. As we pray, we've asked Angela, Fire Angela, to karanga. And in her karanga, it's a calling of welcome, firstly to the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and secondly to them and the people who are being baptized into newness of life. Isaiah 61, arise and shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So we're doing this unto the Lord and unto these ones, calling them into the newness of life that God has for them. Spirit of God, fill. Just open your hearts. Those of you who are being baptized, all we ask from you guys is just so aware of God's presence. He's the one doing most of the work in the baptism.
Wow, you guys have said yes to Jesus and you're being baptized today, church. One last time, just give all of them a massive hand. Thank you, Lord. We say amen. We say amen. We say amen. I need Papa Ken. Can you undo the lid for us? Because now it is time to unlock the well. And every time these guys go under, whoa, I can feel the Holy Spirit in the room. Every time these guys go under, can we have them come up to the applause of this church, of this house? Because how many know all of heaven is rejoicing over this? All of the angels are celebrating. The angels are rejoicing, celebrating, shouting, singing. As people go under, they'll come up to the sound of celebration from us as a church family. We're going to pray for them. We're going to have them come out. And if you're friends and family, you can still pray for them up the front. But we'll just maybe move them a little bit away from the pool. All right, here we go. Whew. Eva, you're in. We want mom and dad. Eva has asked mom and dad to come in right up to the front, Eva, then jump on your knees. Family, come around. That's it, dad is in there. Face this way, face this way. Yeah. Okay. No, go forward, I think forward, yeah, forward. Yeah, we're going to go backwards. Yeah. All right, here we go. If you're a friend of Eva, if you're a friend of Eva, gather around, start praying. We're so proud of you. Mum and Dad get to baptize. Oh my goodness, this is so good. All right, you're going to say something like this on the confession of your faith, Eva. You're going to baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Dad, you're going to say this, all right? Is that cool? All right, here we go.
Eva, on the confession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father, we just bless. Father, fill her with your Spirit. We just bless every step in your life ahead of you. We bless your life. We bless the newness. We bless your yes. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Fill her. Fill her. Fill her. Thank you, Lord. Matt, can you just come around too? Just pray for her and if Renee and Dinah are around. Holy Spirit. Fill her with the Holy Spirit. Bless her in Jesus' name. We honor you, Father. We love you, Eva. We celebrate this yes. All right. Church, let's give her a clap. She... All right. Eden, it's Uncle Matt and... time for me to get wet. Somebody needs to hold this for me. All right. Breathe, breathe. Well, Eden Summer Piggott, I'm so proud of you. Best thing, man. A dad baptizing his daughter is so good. Eden, Summer, I'm so proud of you, but more than me being proud of you, I know the Father in heaven is so proud of you. Father God, your heavenly Father is so proud. He's so pleased. And so, Eden, on the confession of your faith, baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Sweetheart. All right. Are you next? Can you be next, Ashley? That's me and you, Matt, I think. Yeah. Come on. Callie's here. Make sure you pray. Well, we're so proud of you, Ashley. We're so proud of your yes to Jesus. I need someone to hold this for me. All right. Not you, Lake. All right. Ashley, on the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. The Kids Church team, I'd love for you guys to just pray over Ashley as well. Just join with Kelly and pray for her some more. Who have we got now? Yes. Come on. Come on. We've got the Barkers family. Come and stand around. Woo. Awesome, Gavin. If you're a family, make sure you gather around. Right. All right. Wow. You're so amazing. Which one of you would like to say, we baptize you? Okay. Are you ready? Here we go.
Okay. Zoe, by the confession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus Christ.
Naz, we've got Naz up. We need some Tupayas who are in the house. You guys are coming, jump in the pool. Here we go. Swap. Wow. Yeah, we're going backwards. Hold your nose, man. Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go.
Nazareth, according to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for Kanoa. Kanoa is being baptized. Are you ready?
Kanoa, according to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
It's time for Joseph Harding and Mum and Dad, Brian and Maloney are baptizing. That's it. That's a waterproof watch, right? And no phones in anyone's pocket. All right, church, ready to celebrate? When this man comes up, he's got a mark of God. Even all of these ones too. But this man is a mark of God. I believe he's going to preach the gospel. All right, let's do this.
Joseph, by the confession of your faith, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus.
Joseph, can we get prayed for out of that pool, man? Family, keep praying for this man. Hey, we just had Rachel and Greg, grandparents of Sienna, with a broken down car. Just got here just now, just in time, because Sienna is going into the pool. Come on, Sienna. I need a microphone holder. I need someone to hold the microphone for Matt.
Wow, Sienna, you're my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. So proud of you, Sini. Right now, on confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Good. All right. Okay. That's our kids done, and we're gonna just send our kids off. You guys go get dry, but you guys go off to kids' church right now. Unless your mom or your dad's being baptized. If your mom or your dad's being baptized, you stay here. But church, can we just give our kids just massive appreciation as they go off to kids' church? So kids' church is in that room over there. Crace is at the back. Awesome. Awesome kids. All right, Mitty Sampson. Come on, Mitty.
Mehdi, come on up. Okay, Angela and I are baptizing you. All right, take a, you kneel down there, Mehdi. Take, go onto your knees. Okay, just focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Friends, Te Haere Nui, friends of Mehdi, gather around. Family, children. All right, Papa Ken, can you hold the microphone for me, please, just for a second? All right, Mehdi, on the confession of your faith in front of all these witnesses, including your children and all your friends, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, Matua, in the name of the Son, Te Tama, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, Te Wairua Tapu, in Ihu Kuraiti's name. She's asked for a special song. So now we've got Larry Delamore. Lenny, sorry, apology. Lenny, we're going to... Lenny! Come on down! Okay. Fire Angela, hop in the pool. Awesome. You can turn that on whenever you can. Yeah, so good. When I am desperate for shelter, you're my covering. Yeah. You can. Yeah, jump in, man. Jump in, man. We're going. Yeah, yeah, mobile phone, empty your pockets. If you've got a wallet with any credit cards, give that to me, it'll be fine. All right, hey, Dan. Actually, thank you. I'm under your wing with every step that I take. Angela, on the confession of your faith in front of all these witnesses, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, Matua, in the name of the Son, Te Tama, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, Te Wairua Tapu, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to baptize you, man. Matua Pene is going to baptize you. Pene, can I ask you to do the confession in the name of the Father, the Son? So friends and family of Himi, and then it'd be amazing if we could have Pare after. Awesome.
and we can go back to music now. Thank you. But that was so cool. Like, I figured this, ask and you shall receive. She just asked for special celebration music. And so that's what we did. Holy Spirit. So, Rangatira, if you could just come and kneel down there. And cross your arms and hold your nose. Yep, if you want to, yep. All right, I need someone to hold this microphone for Pine, Mato Pine.
Himi on the brown. Nā tō whakinga, nā te whakinga o tō whakapono, ka iriri a hau I a koe. I roto I te ingoa o te tama, o te matua te tama me te wairua tapu, I rungi te ingoa anō o ihu karaiti.
Some grommets in her ears, so we're not going to give her full immersion. So for the purists, the Baptist purists, I'm sorry, but the heart of what we're doing and the wairua of what we're doing is full immersion unto the Lord. So Ange and I are going to sprinkle her as a baptism, all right, to honor her and just the grommets in her ears. So as we sprinkle over her, we want to celebrate and shout and clap and cheer. So, I need someone to help hold this microphone for me. So, Jasmine, on the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. All right, Paul, we're going to, Paul and then Jana, we're going to baptize you, Paul. Love you, Paul. Is it just Paul and Jana to go? Is that all we've got so far? Wow. Yeah, so far. Come on, Paul. Into the waters, man. Into the waters. Holy Spirit, fill this man. As he goes under and as he comes up, I'm asking Holy Spirit that you'd fill this man. Jump onto your knees. Holy Spirit. This rangatira. Friends and family, Tamanikima, where's Jana? You can make sure you got a full view. Oh yeah, she's right there. Holy Spirit is raining around. Holy Spirit. Paul, on the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, Matua, in the name of the Son, Tetama, in the name of the Holy Spirit, Tewadua Tapu, in the name of Jesus Christ, Ihu Karaiti. Such a joy to get to know you over the last 2 or 3 months. I've seen your faith. I've seen you come into the light. I'm so proud of you. And on the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, Matua, in the name of the Son, Tetama, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, Te Wairua Tapu, in Jesus' name. I just saw the Holy Spirit on Jasmine and I just said, you next time, And then I just said, you now. And she said, yeah, me now. Come on. Oh, well, who cares? We love you, Jasmine. Come on. We love you, Jasmine. Father, we just bless Jasmine. We know that her yes is a real yes. Holy Spirit, you've been taking a hold of her life in the last few months, God. And you brought her from darkness into light. And I know she's so filled with gratitude. Lord, hey, Jasmine, I just want you to, I want to ask you the same question. I want you to give us your full name and why you are being baptized. I'm going to stall for like 10 more seconds so you can think about it. But why are you being baptized, Jasmine? And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would flood her so strong. In Jesus' name. What's your name and why are you being baptized?
My name is Jasmine Takedo. I'm here today to get baptized because I want the Lord to take over my life.
It's a good enough reason. Let's get ready to celebrate, church. Well, Jasmine, on the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. Come on! Woo-hoo-hoo! Fill it, Lord! Fill it, Lord! Fill it, Lord! Holy Spirit, flood her! Gone and the new has come. Old has gone and the new has come for you and your family. Yes, yes, yes.
So well pleased, and you love her. She's your beloved daughter. Thank you, Lord.
If you know that we know you and you want to be baptized, we want to make sure we baptize people that we know they're making a decision, not on the cuff. But if anyone else wants to be baptized, you can. Holy Spirit. So good. So, so good. So, so good. Wow. Go, Jasmine. I love this. Well, church got a bit messy today, and that's how we like it. Holy Spirit. Off the meeting. I think that the testimony of, was it 12 or 13 lives that were baptized today, is witness enough of the goodness of God and the kindness of God, that He would come into a human life and impact that human heart so much that human life would want to say, God, I want to return everything back unto you. And this, my friends, this was not about a religious ritual that we do to fulfill some kind of a religious obligation that the Bible tells us about. This was not that. What this was a living encounter with a living God, it's far more about relationship than it is about rules. And today was people entering into relationship with Jesus Christ and saying, wow, God, you're so beautiful. God, wow, this relationship I've begun with you is so incredible. God, I want to publicly confess my yes in response to you. And so here's what I'm wanting to do. I want to just continue my message just for another 3 minutes that I started about baptism. I want to talk about home. We sang that song. We hadn't coordinated that song. It feels like I'm coming home for the first time. I want to release one spiritual truth to us this morning. One more spiritual truth this morning that applies to you who know Jesus Christ for 10 years, that applies to you who knows Jesus Christ for longer, or you sitting in this room and you have not said yes to Christ, this spiritual truth applies to you. We talked about baptism and we talked about the nation crossing through the river and coming as a nation into home. And how many know there is truly no place like home? How many know home is where you can sort of kick your feet up? Home is where you can relax. Home is where you can let off the masks. Home is where you get to be you. But I want to talk about home in the spirit. I want to talk about home to the Christian believer. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says this simple truth. He says, I am the way to what, Jesus? He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Jesus, what are you the way to? What are you the truth of? Jesus, what are you the life source of? What are you pointing to? Well, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except, we've got a water slide going on up here. No one comes to the Father except through me. And here's the spiritual truth I want to release to all of us in this room. Home is where the Father is. Home is where the Heavenly Father is. You can be in the greatest community that exists on the earth. You could have the greatest friends in the most loving environment. You can be surrounded by family and friends, but I want to let you know this: home, true home, deep home, real belonging, real connection, depth of acceptance, a real acceptance is only where the Heavenly Father is. You cannot do spiritual community without the Spirit. And the best community that you'll ever have, you cannot experience the full depth of what it is to come home. Because until you know the Father, because wherever the Father is, there is home. And I'm going to give a opportunity for you to come home. I'm going to ask that we play the chorus of the bridge of that song. Feels like I'm coming home. Liz, do you mind jumping up? Jasmine, you're so amazing. I'm so stoked. And in this room, there have been, no electrocuting yourself allowed, right? In this room, there was a presence. There is a presence here. It's the presence of the Creator. It is the presence of the Spirit. It is the presence of where the believers have gathered together. The Scriptures promise that there Jesus Christ is found in the midst. And so there's something supernatural going on in the room. You may not see it with your physical eyes, but you can feel it in your wairua. You can feel it in your heart and in your spirit. And it is the Lord. It is the presence of the Lord. And He's calling you to come home. Can we just play that in the background? Can we play that? has been such a testimony of lives coming home to Jesus, and such a celebration. And when you come home for the first time, the scriptures say that all of heaven celebrates, all of heaven rejoices. So I'm just going to ask right now, who of you would like to come home? Come home to say yes to Jesus, who's the only way to the Father. He didn't say, I am a way. And he did not say, I am a truth. He did not say, I am one of many truths. He said, I am the singular truth. And I am the singular way to the Father. I'm the singular way for you to find home. And if you're here and you would like to say, you know what, it's time for me to come home. In about 1 minute, I'm going to be asking for you to slip up your hand and acknowledge it's time for me to come home. But before I do, I want to pray. Can I just invite all of us just to close our eyes right now? Close your eyes, open up your heart, and I'm going to pray. Father God, I thank you. Father, when Jesus was being baptized, you spoke and you said, this is my beloved Son, and in him I am well pleased. And so, Lord, words create atmospheres. And that atmosphere of your love and that atmosphere of your pleasure and delight filled the room. And I believe this morning your delight, your pleasure has filled the room. And many hearts have experienced the delight of the Father calling them home. And so, Lord, I'm asking for the Spirit to call people home today. In Jesus' name, move across hearts, Holy Spirit. Call people home. And so here's what I want to do. Just keep your eyes closed. And if you could just sing that bridge, it feels like I'm coming home for the first time.
It feels like coming home for the first time in a long time. It feels like coming home.
Let's sing this.
Feels like coming home for the first time in a long time. Feels like coming home.
Every person that was baptized knows what this is talking about.
Feels like coming home for the first time in a long time. Feels like coming home. Feels like coming home. First time in a long time. Feels like coming home.
All right, close your eyes. And if you're here and you want to come home by saying yes to Jesus Christ, yes to the Father, then what I want you to do, while every eye is closed right now, could you slip up your hand if that's you? God's calling you home. He's saying, time for you to come home. It's time for you to come home, my son. My daughter, I've been calling you home. If that is you and you know God is calling you right now, put your hand up in the air if God is calling you to come home. Give me a wave if that's you. Is there anybody here that would say, you know what, it's time for me to come home? Who is there? I'm not going to embarrass you. We're going to pray together. Is there anyone that feels this Father saying, come home, come home? Slip up your hand if that's you. Who is there? I know that there are people here who are being called home. Put up your hand if that's you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Thank you. Is there anyone else? Holy Spirit, it's time to come home. Let's sing that. Sing that. It feels like we're coming home. Who else would come home? Slip up your hand if that's you. Slip up your hands. I'm not going to delay this for much longer, but if God is calling you home and you know He's calling you, it's time to say yes. Just slip up your hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. All right, let's stand up to our feet, church. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to finish off right now. Right across this room, what we're going to do is we're going to have everyone pray this simple prayer, just saying Jesus and inviting Him into our life. Just a real simple prayer of coming home to Jesus. And then what we're going to do is we're just going to celebrate the one who is worthy of celebration, the one who is the source and wellspring of all of our lives. We're going to celebrate Jesus. But I want everyone in this room just to place your hand upon your heart and pray this prayer after me. Everyone out loud, just say, Jesus, I thank you for your forgiveness that comes to me. I say no to the old way. I say yes to the newness of life. I thank you that you died for me. And on the third day you rose from the dead and gave me the gift of life. Thank you, Jesus, that I get to live now with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now right now, just let's give Jesus just massive. Thank you, Lord. It's all for your glory, Lord. It's all for you, Lord. Well, that's it for church, but how many know that was an amazing church service? If you're a friend or family member of someone that was baptized, just need to wait just another, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. We're going to have food together. Going to prepare the room after the kids have used the room. But the food will be out in that kids church area. Make sure you stay. But until then, we have coffee, we have tea, we have cookies. We love you. God bless you. By the way, if there's anyone here and you have need of a miracle in your body, we pray for people. We see lots and lots of miracles. We want to see if you're sick in your body, we'll pray for you. Miracles happen when Jesus is in the room, and He's right here in this room. So God bless you. We love you. Amen.